Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
We all banged. We all banged.
Put that thing down!
She's home later.
We all banged. We all banged.
I was my homie.
That's not sexy.
It's just like that, the butterfly when it's a caterpillar and it's coming out of the cocoon, it's got to fight its way out.
We all banged.
Well, it's a science.
Patriots!
Yeah.
Now, Quinville needs some loving. You're talking about a guy who needs Valentine's Day.
I guess, I don't know.
Florida's going to be happy. There's going to be tanking this Valentine's Day.
Listen.
No, oh, the hammer. Myers-Leonard's going to be out there. You know the hammer. You know, I feel like the hammer comes strong on Valentine's Day. You know? Hammer seems like the type of guy that throwing a diaper and a sash, he'd make himself Cupid.
There's no obstacles. Well, there are tons of them, but there are none.
Oh, you know Ryle's come strong on Valentine's Day. Ryle seems like the type of guy, he's got like the live performance. Remember when like Kanye got all that credit for having Kenny G playing in the middle of the living room for Kim Kardashian? Ryle seems like he'd do that, but like he'd have the entire band, whatever he needs.
What round they rising fine ass at?
Derek Lewis, what you doing, son?
Better get ready, girl. I'm going deep.
That's how he goes.
We have beef.
Gogi, what's your favorite thing to do on Valentine's Day?
We all banged.
Oh, of course. That's what we all hope. Isn't that what we're all hoping at the end of Valentine's Day? Oh, the great Jim Ross. Jim Ross.
Best drip here.
You want to talk about a guy who was in love. When he harkened back to his wife, you could see him. Like, he talked about the tragic passing of his wife, but he thought immediately, he's like, man, she was hot.
Call 1-888 and get it.
Who's Leroy?
Ben Askren. Hopefully his head's in the right place for this Valentine's Day.
Would you watch the games this past year?
Oh, the bees. He's got time for Valentine's Day. Doesn't have to cover the Dolphins right now. He gets to have a nice open week.
You know, you got to smell the coffee or taste the coffee. You're living in America, and every day above ground's a good day. I don't want to get too cornball about it, but...
Gene Simmons. Weirdo.
Sarabatudo.
You know who loves to make Valentine's Day, Robbie? Who probably loves baseball and Marlins home runs? Todd Hollinsworth. Anytime that there's a home run, he's getting in the mood. Him and Severino coming together. Pitchers and catchers. Full squad this weekend. Oh, man. All right. So I found. Oh, Kawhi.
Why?
All right. So this was the interesting BAM thing that I saw this weekend. All right. This is interesting, Leroy. So we know that Bam Adebayo, he was drafted to Team Giannis. I won my bet where I said he would be the first guy taken by Giannis Antetokounmpo.
No. Dude, why do you do that?
Because it aggravates you and you have a mouthful of empanada right now.
I can multitask.
But I saw this come across my Twitter timeline. This is a shout out to Hot Take Harry. I saw this on his Twitter account.
Hot Take Harry.
So he puts out a little flyer, and the flyer is a JBL flyer, Sounds of the City Experience, and it says Bam Adebayo with Giannis Antetokounmpo at the Water Tower Place in Chicago. So they are having themselves an appearance tomorrow afternoon. So it looks like Bam and Giannis not just going to be spending time in the All-Star game, but now doing appearances together. All right. They're going to do a lot of appearances down here in Miami together.
Can I be loose lips Leroy?
Sure.
All right. You're already Peacock Pirate. We don't need
that. Hey, man. I'm telling you. Look at this. Hey, he could do appearances with anybody. Who's he doing appearances with, Giannis? With Bam.
In Chicago? Who else is going to do it with?
Swoop. Or is that Swoope, since I messed up Quavo earlier?
Just stay away. if you hit a bump in the road when it comes to work, ask somebody before you just go out there all willy-nilly.
So is that Swoop or Swoope?
Swoop.
Well, Bam, I'm kind of surprised Bam has a top billing on this. It's pretty cool. I would figure it'd be Giannis getting top billing. Maybe Giannis is his own
flyer. Giannis wasn't available for the pitcher.
I don't know. Let's get the headlines, Robbie.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
So there's some action tonight, more than it might seem
okay.
To someone with a naked eye. First off, you got Hurricanes baseball opening their season tonight against Rutgers.
Yeah, but we don't care about that. We care about Barry University looking to continue their undefeated record. I will be there today, 1 p.m. at Fine Bloom Field.
Are they undefeated?
Oh, yeah, undefeated.
You could do both.
Never
lost. What's their record?
7-0.
Oh, yeah, the Barry game starts at 1 p.m. Watch Tobin do the first pitch. Watch that game. Watch Barry go 8-0. And then make your way down to the Mark Light. And guess the cave. You got plenty of time to get there by 7.
Oh, you got plenty of time. Get yourself a shake. Although I don't know why Mark Light would be playing their game at 7 and Barry not. But I guess maybe Mark Light is a better tarp. Ooh, hard times, Eddie. But yeah, I'm going to be throwing the first pitch out at 1 p.m. today at Barry University's homecoming game. You want to know why, Leroy? Because I have done that school proud. At one point, I was kicked off campus at Barry University. I was banned from living on the school property. But I have done them proud, and I have made my way in the media landscape to a giant status, hosting a radio show with you in the mornings.
Is that SID going to be there?
No. He got fired. I got him bleep canned.
Oh, did he work for Barry?
Who?
SDI.
No.
SID.
You want to hear my exchange? This was my exchange last time with So there's this Twitter account. It's called Go Barry Bucks. Go follow him on Twitter. Give him a follow. And this guy used to, when I was producing the morning show, he used to always hit me up and try and get me, you know, he'd try and get the basketball coach on. And I say, you know, listen, no disrespect. I'm not the host. You know, the host doesn't want to talk to him, right? So it was a situation where my exchange went like this. He goes, how about an interview with Barry's head coach tomorrow? Call the SID. His name was Jim. Then I just ignored it. He gives me 3 question marks. Very rude. Then it goes, Barry beats Auburn on the road 100-95 in OT. So I just text to the parrot. I don't see this as a person. It's a parrot. I'm fighting with a mascot right now, okay? I say, gonna pass. And then this snarky little bastard says to me, figures. So I say to him, kick rocks, Bucky.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it.
So this next guy, the guy who takes over, the new guy who I like, he's super good. He gets it a little bit more. And he goes, hey, my name is such and such. I am my second year is in the athletics communications. Can't wait to hear the story about you messaging kick rocks, Bucky. I'm sure it has to do with the person I replaced. And so ever since then, we've been friends. And so he asked me this week if I want to throw the first pitch out of the game. I was like, yes, I do. So
you know they're tricking you, right?
To what?
Because now they think we got to end.
You know, slow your roll. We'll see. I don't know. But I've done that. Leroy, this is a time where I was not allowed to live on this school. They told me no more. You have caused too many problems for our campus. We will not allow you to live here. And now look at me, returning home a triumphant hero.
This is hilarious.
This is the best guy they can get for homecoming week. Joy, they definitely went to Joy first, right? Like Joy.
Joy went to school there too.
Yeah, Joy and I were in the same. Joy and I were in the same graduating class, or we were a year apart. Yeah. So, but Joy definitely, they went to her first and like, hey, Joy, do you want to throw out the first pitch at Barrett University? And she definitely was. She definitely hit him with a hootis.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, in Los Angeles. Sorry. I don't know if you've heard me. I'm on television every day. I don't have time for you, Bucky. So I'm here. I'm happy to do it. I'm excited to do it. I was at one point the ball boy for the Barry University volleyball team, women's volleyball team against the University of Puerto Rico. And my best friend was Bucky the mascot. We've done a lot of things for that school. I don't think people realize that. Yeah, we terrorized it and we partied it up. But we also were great ambassadors for that university.
They should give you a wing, like the Tobin wing. Maybe they name the dorms, the Tobin dorms.
I would like to be. I would like the radio station named after me. Is what I would like.
Oh yeah,
that's what I think. When we used to pirate the highway patrol feed on 1640 AM. It's an FM signal now. They've moved on up since I've been there. I was there in the Stone Ages. Anyway, what do you got, Robbie?
So this Barry moving the game up really helps you out, because I'm sure you were if this game was at nighttime, you would have been in a Valentine's Day predicament. So.
No, I told. Trust me, it didn't go over great. I was going to end up bringing the family. We were going to come down, and then we were going to do Wynwood, because we went to Wynwood last week, had a great time, so we were going to do it again. But they ended up moving it up, so now I'm going to be. It's at 1 o'clock, so I imagine I'm throwing out the first pitch at 12:55, and watch a couple innings, and then probably hightail it out of there.
How many people are going to be there?
I don't know. It's homecoming week. So maybe a lot.
Dude, homecoming for baseball?
Moving on a football team. And basketball was last night.
Are they any good at basketball?
Yeah, they are. For Division II.
They beat Auburn.
They did a couple years ago. They did beat Auburn.
And also, for those of you single out there that have no plans tonight, you can watch. You got the celebrity game tonight.
Yep.
Team Stephen A versus Team Wilbon. And then right after that game ends, you got the Rising Stars game, USA versus the world. Kendrick Nunn playing for the Team USA.
I'm looking forward to it. I hope Kendrick Nunn lights it up. I hope he gets a little bit of shine tonight, although he has been in quite the shooting slump lately.
This is the game to do it. The no defense game. It's a perfect game.
This is a game. This is what we call the get right game for old Kendrick Nunn. K. Nunn. He's in the hometown tonight. I'm sure he's going to have a ton of people in attendance. Hopefully Bam gave him some tickets. I don't know how much of the Bam contingent is going to go up to Chicago, although it is his first All-Star game. I don't know.
If you go with your Valentine to a place that has a TV on, that's a no-go, right? You can't. The Valentine's Day tonight cannot have a TV on with access to watching.
Depends anything. I would say, Rob, probably depends how strong you came with the present. If the meal is supposed to be the main present, like if you are taking them out and wine and dining them, and that is the Valentine's Day experience, no. But if you came strong with the present, I would say there's a little bit more leeway on how much sports you can side eye during the date.
Side eye.
Because you got to act like you're having conversations, you're interested, but really I'm watching Kendrick Nunn.
No, I'm going to tell you clowns right now. If you take your significant other to a dinner and you try to side-eye the TV, I'm doing the sign of the cross.
I'm telling you, if you came strong with the present, you're good.
I don't even do that.
All right, well. I'm just telling you.
I'm like, my wife would be cool with it. It's just a no-no. You're wasting the perfect opportunity to do good by your girl.
It's not a no-no.
It's a no-no.
It's not a no-no.
What if it's accidental side eye? It's just in your line of vision. You're not literally looking.
Yep.
Robbie, I'm going to tell you all the time. That happens all the time to men. Walking in the mall.
What's the view?
Side eye.
You got to use your what?
You got to use your peripherals. You got to use your peripherals. Yeah. I'm telling you. Like, sometimes, if you get one of them old neck snappers, like, you're like, damn! You can't, look, keep your composure,
Text the show at 67974. Text writes in, Bob sucks at his job. Great guy in interview. But
I said the same thing. We have gone soft in this world when You can't think somebody is a great person but complain about the work that they doing.
I didn't like it.
We didn't like it either, no. Bob.
Don't talk back to him like that. That's not nice.
I'm just saying.
I didn't like it.
Look, if you go to a place of business and the server is nice or the restaurant is nice or the people are nice, like you say, hey, that was nice. Your service sucked, but you were nice. There's nothing wrong with that. Bob, great dude. Like, listen to you talk to him. Learned a lot about him. Sucks at goalie this year. There is no disputing that.
He has the most established resume on this Panthers team, and his defense sucks.
He does.
No one has helped him this year.
He does.
Okay?
Number three. And I'm not talking about number three from the top. I'm talking about number three at the bottom.
Well, you know what? Maybe some of these defenders, maybe if this, you know, genius Quinville, who loves pulling Bobrovsky, I mean, it's like his favorite thing, next to grooming his mustache, maybe, and I'm just talking out, maybe if Weegs and Matheson and Anton Stallman, maybe some of them would like to clear the puck every once in a while, because you know that you have a goalie who gives up big rebounds. Maybe they would have learned over the season. I don't know, but they're all just like, do-do-do-do-do, let's just skate around, what's happening? Oh, another goal in there. Sorry, Bob.
I didn't like it.
Me neither, man.
Yep.
Leroy, can I interest you in an idea the XFL has? Not an idea, but...
Maybe the Bobs want to go to Wynwood with me and the wifey. We'll go enjoy a food truck or something like that.
Some falafel.
Hey, better hope nobody drops anything and he has to catch it.
Oh, my God, I'm so mad at you right now.
It's not intercom policy yet.
I know.
I can't minus one of them.
You should have him carry around his glove and periodically just throw
you
stuff at him.
You know what? I'm going to remember this one day, and I swear to God, when the Panthers are hoisting the Stanley Cup next year and Bob is the reason for that, you guys better apologize.
No, I'm going to.
Because I'm sticking by my guy.
Hey, I'm not going to apologize. He is having a terrible year.
Whoa. Every time that you say I do this and you call me a flip-flopper.
I'm not flip-flopping.
No.
Wait,
you better not be
would
here. You're not going to be here on the Bob Parade. I'm going to be on Bob's float.
Would you call the year that he is having stellar?
I would call it bad.
Okay. That's all I'm calling it. Now, take $70 million and throw it at it. Does it make it a little bit worse? Does it hurt?
I mean, $70 million. What's $70 million in pro sports these days?
Like, you know what it is? FCS.
Evan Turner.
It's an Evan Turner. You got anything else, Robbie?
Oh, yeah, the XFL. Oliver Luck, he says he is open to signing college football players who are too young to declare for the NFL draft.
So basically he's going to sign all the former Canes declaring too early?
Yeah, if any Canes want to declare right now, you can get on an XFL roster.
Any of these Canes, I think they're going to be the next Sam Shields that want to declare early. Okay, go ahead.
Here. This guy has to be single, right?
Mm.
The trick to catch the game on a date is to go to the restroom and walk back extra slow.
How many times you going, though, bro?
Yeah. They're going to think you a crackhead.
Huh.
You can't do that. They're going to think you doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Watching sports side eye is dangerous. Something awesome happens, and you yell or fist pump, and then you're in trouble.
I'm telling you, here's what I do. I just don't.
I pull that.
It's an easy night tonight.
A couple of hours or a few hours out of the whole damn year where you just got to pay attention to your girl.
It's a real easy night. It's All Star Weekend. It's All Star Friday night. Like, I mean, I'm a degenerate. I'm gonna be watching this stuff. But if you're not a degenerate, it's an easy night of no TV. I gotta tell you.
Unreal. All right. Anything else, Robbie, before we get to 15 minutes of heat?
Oh, yeah. And Tristan Thompson says LeBron has, like, the worst diet ever.
I found this strange. Yeah, Tristan Thompson's kind of whistleblowing on LeBron James. The only thing I saw with this, because he was saying, like, yeah, he throws the syrup on the French toast, and he has the diesel breakfast, and he loves his sweets. The only thing I can say to this, Robbie, I think that Tristan Thompson played with LeBron when? Post Miami.
Oh.
So maybe he had LeBron going hog wild on his diet because he wasn't getting the body fat. I dare somebody in Cleveland post Miami to check LeBron's body fat. I mean, LeBron must have been so thrilled because he's like, good, no rules. You know when Riley was coming around with that pincher, LeBron was like, oh, my God, again? Again? He's like, I really need to do this? He goes, come on. Let's go, LeBron.
Oh, no. What? I wouldn't go this far.
What?
But I'm going to just say this.
You don't have to. You know, you don't have to read the text that go too far.
Hey, I'm interacting with the people. You got a text and you need it read. I'm going to read it. Bob the Mayway Chin of hockey.
Can't even use that. Well, no, but. So mad right now.
15 minutes of heat is next.
15 minutes of heat.
La, 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 la. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket. Time for a little 15 minutes of heat. Heat are on the All-Star break right now, but again, it is going to be a very busy, busy weekend for the Miami Heat, starting tonight with Kendrick Nunn in the Rising Stars game. Saturday night. Is it what are you looking forward to? What are you looking forward to more, Leroy? Are you looking more forward to Duncan Robinson in the three-point contest? Or Derrick Jones in the dunk contest?
Duncan Robinson.
Really?
Yes. Because I think that dude's one of the best shooters I've ever seen. But now he has a chance to do it on a big stage. And I hope he doesn't cramp up like he did his first year.
And, worried about the spotlight?
Yeah, but he seems cool. Like,
yeah, he does seem cool.
But, man, I will, like, come on, man. Have we? When was the last time we've seen a guy shoot like this for the Heat?
It's pretty wild.
Not
Ellington wasn't even like this.
I mean, Ray Allen? No, not like this.
This many threes? Like, yeah, right. Ray Allen made a bunch of threes, but the crazy thing is just the way the number. There was a stat.
And Ray Allen probably had more open threes, right?
This was a stat from StatMuse. Duncan Robinson made his 200th career three-pointer last night, which was two nights ago. He reached that mark in just 69 games, 15 fewer than any other player in NBA history. Robinson, 69. The one that had the quickest roots were Luka and Donovan Mitchell before that, Damian Lillard and Robert Covington. So it tells you a couple things. One, obviously in recent history, everybody's smashing this.
Right.
But still, that's a torrentially faster pace than right. The other guys have.
Right, and I promise you, he doesn't have the ball as much as they do.
Definitely not. Yeah, Robert Covington's the only role guy in all those. The other three are stars.
Right.
That's pretty crazy, man. That's pretty crazy. A really cool piece in the Miami Herald from Barry Jackson. There were a couple of cool Heat pieces. There's one on the chemistry in the locker room, on whether that's a real thing or not. And
I can tell you.
Hmm?
I can tell you if it is.
Okay. Why?
Yeah, it is.
You have experience in that?
Yeah, a little bit.
What Leroy really means.
I would honestly say it's not imperative,
mm-hmm.
but it will help you get through tough times a little bit better. You know what I mean? For example, when I was in Minnesota, it was okay,
mm-hmm.
right? It wasn't like the best. But it was fine. Like, we hung out. We got along. But I really don't think we could ever hold each other accountable. But it was fine, maybe because we were winning all the time. So it was a nice chemistry. I'm not saying there was bad blood, but it wasn't. When I was in Cleveland in 95, the year we went to the playoffs, we did everything together. We hung out together. And it was almost like we had built a lot of us got there when Bill first got on the team, and we had to fight through a lot of stuff. So it was good that we all did that stuff together. So a defensive guy would come over to an offensive guy and say something, guy wouldn't get offended.
Well, here's what Goran said. He says the chemistry is much better this year than last year because they have a lot more in common. He says the conversations are a lot more natural. Like him and Jimmy Butler, they talk a lot of soccer. I love talking soccer. He also says that nobody is sensitive here. That's the main key. Sometimes yes. You need to tell some guys to do better, do this better, and nothing is personal. And with this group, every individual understands that it's not personal. Barry got the chance to ask Jimmy Butler about it, about you know his relationship with this team and why it seems better than it has been in other teams. And he says, everybody changes with time, but it's really good whenever you have your young guys that go about things the way that you do. That's not a knock on any of the former young guys that have had. It kind of is. But we've had a bunch of underdogs that weren't high picks, and they realize that it's a dog-eat-dog league. And in this organization, you work to gain everything. Nothing here is given to you. And that's how they've gained everybody's respect around the league.
Which, yes.
You know, we've tackled on it. Like, why does it seem like it does go better this year? And, you know, Jimmy being a 30th pick, like, who is the highest pick here that's been given anything? Like,
I am.
I mean, he's a 14th pick. Yeah.
No, Tyler was higher than him, wasn't he?
I think they were both the same.
Okay. Tyler was 13. They were both 13.
13 and 14. Yeah, they're in that range.
Yeah.
So end of the lottery. End of the lottery, guys.
Boy. Here we go. Oh. We got the Robbie of the text line.
Uh-oh. Coming in with a sad trombone.
Yep. Sad trombone. Before I say it. We'll see how chemistry goes if they don't start winning. 11-11 in the last 22. That's so Robbie right there.
No, I would never say that.
Yes.
Even stunned Steve just shouts back.
Everybody has their...
Look, I'll bring up the three-point defense. I'm not going to do that over 11.
Everybody has their thing.
Bro, I'm sorry. Did I miss something? Is there the mid-22-game season? That's crazy to me. I didn't know. Is that a thing? Who won that? Can somebody tell me who won that?
Who
won that championship? The mid-22-game level. I'm just curious. Just, hey, dude, let me know.
I will tell you this. If you take every team's record, besides a couple of them, from like Christmas to now, everybody's struggling. I mean, they're talking about Kawhi right now because he's banged up.
Yeah.
Like, relax, man.
We're all banged.
Yeah,
and especially with all the young guys you have on the Heat team.
As Goran said, we're all banged.
We all banged.
Somebody better throw up in there real quick.
Nah, that's
somebody
that's,
say, hey, go.
Yes.
When you say that phrase,
yes,
right, make sure you put up at the end.
We all bang.
No, but we all bang. You know, like hurt.
Sounds like,
got the issue, hamstring.
Say hurt.
Yeah, we all banged. Yeah.
We all banged.
You know, like you say, Jimmy, you say after a game, you say, we all banged. We banged.
We all banged.
I come here, I say, listen, it's been struggle, you know, bam, groin. We all bang.
We all banged.
I go out here, you know, I have hip issues, can't have quite stroke like I used to. We all bang.
We all banged.
I got to tell you, Gogi has been pretty...
awesome?
No. I'm just saying, he's been pretty healthy this year.
Yeah, it's been great.
We all banged.
The other great thing that came out Heat-wise, so I recommend that Barry Jackson piece.
Of course you do.
I also recommend the Zach Lowe Heat erotica that was released yesterday.
Especially on Valentine's Day.
On Bam Adebayo. Like, if you want to put your lady in the mood, let's just say your special lady's a member of Heat Nation, you know? Because, there's those ladies out there. They love them some Heat Nation. And you throw on a little Glenn Frey, and you say, baby, I got some words for you. All right, I got some words for you. Let me read you a quote from Pat Riley on Bam Adebayo. Okay, here's what I got for you. Pat Riley on Bam, he said, he's the Zoe, he's the UD, he's the Dwayne. They were the standard bearers.
Who's UD?
Bam is that person.
-1.
He's the real deal. How dare you ruin the mood like that? You were just a fart in bed just now.
She walked out.
You just Dutch oven this entire segment. You're a real bastard. I hate you so much. We were sitting here. I was trying to.
I'm the sad trombone.
I was trying to get her right, and then here you go, Stinks McGee, just ruining it. This I did not appreciate. There's also just other great stuff in there where he's just talking about the idea of. He's talking about Bam going nuts on Riley and Spoelstra during a pre-draft workout where he's cursing at him because they want to put him on the perimeter against Justin Jackson, and he goes, oh, you done effed up. Like, this, you think this is going to mess with me? No. And he shut that ass down. There's another story about being at this old Kentucky reunion dinner and Karl Anthony Towns saying that I hope that the Heat get ready to double me. And then Spo was actually talking the next day about doubling him, and Bam just goes, F that. We're not doubling. And he went and shut Karl Anthony Towns down.
Well, it is grandma arms.
He is grandma arms, but he can fill it up.
Yeah.
He can fill it up.
He can.
And so there's that. And then, we didn't say this one the last time. How about this one, Leroy? So this is Bam in the weight room, okay? When he learned of Alonzo Mourning holding most of the team records in the weight room, it's known as Zo's Zone. He is resolved to break all of them. Coach has warned that it would take him 5 to 6 years just to flirt with Zoe's records. He has already smashed 2, including the hamstring curl. The hamstring curl. Why are you looking at me like that?
It sounds like he wants a hamstring curl demonstration.
You want a quote from Eric Spoelstra on it?
Sure.
He is the strongest guy we've ever had.
Stronger than Zo.
Leroy, stronger than Zo. Now, listen, don't say that in front of Alonzo Mourning, because I still have a feeling that if you had the audacity to tell Alonzo Mourning that Bam was going to outdo his bench record, Zo's hopping on that bench. Even at his age, at 50 years old, he's going to go out there and goes, "Oh no, young fella, I'm about to throw a couple plates on each side, and let's get at it." Like, does Zo seem as the type of guy he's going to still go, he's going to go lift for lift with Bam Adebayo?
Hey, you guys don't know me, you know, but I have an amazing sense of humor, you know. You just don't see that side of me too often.
We
so.
All gave each other the side eye. We're like,
huh?
What?
Well, we don't. I guess.
I think you would drop the sense of humor in that moment.
No, no, no. If he heard Bam was coming in on, like, because hamstring curl, I'm sure that's kind of like the, I don't know, that's almost like the, like, Zo's assist record. Like, he doesn't care. The hamstring curl. But if you get to the real ones like deadlifts or Bruddy. Squat, or if you get to bench press.
Power clean.
Then all of a sudden, Zo's taking off the suit jacket, and he's going down to the weight room, and he goes, "Oh, no, no, you don't get to go take my records unchallenged." And then it's a one-on-one. I could see that. Do you think this is the stupidest thing you've ever heard?
Incline bench. I know them all. Do them every day.
Come on, man.
More after this. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here on a Friday. You know, during football season, we have Football Friday, Leroy. We've now started doing Fight Fridays.
Fight Friday.
Fight Fridays. That's what we got going on. And coming up tomorrow, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 10 is in town. Finally coming to South Florida. Basically the mecca of bare knuckle brawling. You know, back to the Kimbo Slice days. It's all coming in here. So, David Feldman, this is your baby. You're running this joint, and you have finally brought the show to South Florida. What made you finally decide that this was the time?
I mean, kind of what you just said. I mean, this is the mecca. This is where it all started, the backyard fights, Kimbo Slice going around and beating everybody up in the backyards. I mean, it's an amazing place to be. Plus, I mean, if I can make it here where there's so much to do in South Florida, if I can make it here in Miami, I think that we – or Fort Lauderdale, South Florida.
Yeah.
We can make it really anywhere in the world.
Well, this is such a prime place of talent. A lot of people train down here, and a lot of guys in their combat careers. But you've taken such an interesting path. Like, when this first came out, and you've done such a great job of making buzzworthy fights that people are into watching. But what, like, how much you know, resistance did you have that you wanted to make bare knuckle a big time thing and put it on pay per view? Because people will say, like, I was saying to Leroy, like, you know, UFC just got legalized in New York what, 5 years ago, and now I'm sure you've had to deal with some tribulations just getting people to deal. Oh no, bare knuckle, we're gonna take even the 4 ounce gloves off and go at this thing, because people, probably the first initial reaction is barbaric.
Right. No, absolutely. I mean, I've been working on this actually to get it legalized for 9 years now. I did one event back in 2010 on an Indian reservation at an Indian casino in Scottsdale, Arizona. It went over like gangbusters. It was awesome. Great event. We did over 1 million people logged in to watch the event. The paywall crashed. We didn't get paid, but we're like, wow, 1 million people logged in to watch this thing. Let's push this thing. And for 9 years, 28 states said no to us, and then June 2nd, 2018, we made history in Wyoming. Brian Pedersen gave us the green light, and ever since then, the states have been really coming back to us a lot easier now. Now it's really almost becoming a domino effect, where this state comes on board. Florida was a big step for us, because Florida is considered and very well respected in the fight community. So when they came on board, it opened up a lot of eyes on the other commissions.
So, we talk about bare knuckles fighting, and one of the things that I've always thought is like, you're risking something when you punch somebody without a glove on. And, you know, we were talking about how, you know, there's less concussions with bare knuckles fighting than there is when you use a glove. And I would guess it's from not being able to punch as hard, because you can hurt yourself, but there's more cuts.
No, absolutely. There's definitely more lacerations. But, I mean, if you can ask any fighter in the world, or really any medical professional in the world, they're going to tell you they'd much rather see a fighter have a laceration on their face than have
sure.
head trauma.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really – it's just so exciting. They're not punching as hard. They're punching more. They're landing. And when you hear that sound, like, it's this sound. that sound, you're like, whoa. I mean, even now, I've been doing this now and lobbying this for 9 years, and when I hear that sound, I'm like, whoa, that's just a different thing. So they're not getting the kind of injuries that you would think that they would get, not even the broken hands that they –
right.
Everybody said when I came out with this, broken hand central, broken hand central. We have less than one broken hand per event.
Well, can you give us a little bit of insight? Like, what is the experience? So for people who may go to the show tomorrow at BKFC 10 – what is the difference of watching it live than maybe it is on TV? Because I watch you guys, your pay-per-views, which it's a cool show. It really is, and you guys put on a good production. But what is the difference, I guess, in the experience of watching bare knuckle fighting live?
I think it's really just that sound that I just talked about, like hearing the fist hit the skin. It's a sound like, you know, you hear in street fights and things like this, but then you see two well-schooled professionals and two well-experienced professionals in there banging it out like that. It's the atmosphere. You get to see everything, you know, the blood flies. I mean, it does fly, and it's right there. It's right in front of you. It's live. It's nonstop, fast-paced action all night long. Truly it is. It's 5 2-minute rounds, the fights are. So all these guys that are coming to us now, they're like, 5 2s, I can sprint through that. So we're getting action, action, action the whole entire fight.
We have Peter Kahn's in the studio with us as well, who's joined us many times with his fighters before. You're a boxing guy typically, Peter. What has been your initial reaction to all this kind of stuff?
Yeah, I'm a boxing guy, but I'm a fight guy. And I've been a big fan of, I mean, you're talking, you have the Godfather here. Like, this is the Godfather of bare knuckle fighting. You know, bare knuckle fighting championship, I see so many parallels to what I saw the UFC do when they rebranded, when the Fertitta brothers bought them and Dana White was in the picture there in the beginning. I see David doing the same exact things, but I also have knowledge of certain things that are going on behind the scenes. I know how much the major broadcasters have been looking at this, how the pay-per-view numbers on Fight TV and with the cable operators are undeniable. And what he said, I wanted to echo, like, the excitement. And I talked to you about this when I came on the Fighters Fury podcast after the Malignaggi Lobov fight. That adrenaline rush as a fan that you feel when you're watching these two guys, it's very raw. But the 5 2-minute rounds, there's never a boring fight. You can't hide. There's no boring fights. And to Leroy's point, yeah, guys might be a little bit cautious because they want to break their hand.
Right.
But the superficial injuries, like the swelling immediately, the blood, and just the pure necessity to perform, it's just you can't deny that.
I guess my only question would be, David, with bare knuckle, is how do you go from where you guys are now in the start? And it's great getting guys who have established names, like a guy like Hector Lombard, who I love watching fight in Bellator and UFC, and is a great dude. How do you go in next level with bare knuckle, where you guys make yourself almost like the first stop? Because that's a big thing where people are going to watch the UFC and I want to grow up to be a UFC fighter. I want to grow up to, you know, he'll tell you, has Xander Zayas, you know, from a child wants to go be a boxer. How do you get to a point where you want your sport to be? Do you want to get it to that point where it's like the first thought is to get to bare knuckle and make that the first route? Because I would always think, like, most of it is going to be, oh, I know this guy's name from UFC and from boxing. Not necessarily his first stop being bare knuckle.
Right. Well, it's funny. On social media, a lot of guys go, you know, because we bring a lot of these stars over from boxing or MMA, and they go, build your own stars. Why don't you have your own stars? Well, where am I pulling them from? I have to pull them from other sports right now. So what we're doing, the business model is to get these bigger names to headline this event as we're building our guys on the undercard. So they tune into the fight to watch a Hector Lombard.
Yeah.
And now they see Lorenzo Hunt or Gustavo Trujillo, who, when you see that fight tomorrow night, that's fight of the night. Like, that's an unbelievable fight. These guys will become stars in this sport. But I have to bring the big names in to get the eyeballs onto the product. And that's what I think we're about. And we talked 18 months. I think we're about 18 months away from this becoming the first stop, where people say, look, let
that's
me do
what
this
I want to
instead
do.
Of that. Yeah, let me try bare-knuckle fighting. It's not something else I can do. It's something I just want to do.
And let's be real. It wasn't until the resurgence of the UFC, there was one American Top Team gym. Now there's one in every strip mall where you can go train Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and you can actually go and specifically train to be a mixed martial artist, you know, and that will happen. There is a grassroots movement behind this, but this is still in its infant stage.
No, I get it. I'm always wondering, like, it does take a while, because it took, like, from those points of I want to even get to that point where they are, it's become mainstream. And I'm wondering, when is the first stop going to be like, I want to do this with no fists on? Because it is such a stigma that you do have to eradicate.
Well, I'm getting, I mean, I'm getting 100 plus applications a week from fighters.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. I can't keep up with it. They all want to fight for us. It's just we only do a certain amount of shows. So if I could do a show a week, then I'd be the first stop right now for a lot of guys. But I can't do that. I have to,
sustain
and make some money.
And that's also a good thing, too, is, you know, I could say as a guy who watches, you know, all UFC, all the boxing, like, it's actually nice having those gulfs because you can stack your cards.
Yes.
Like, it's good having the ones every couple of months or once every 3 months because, you know, when you got to the point where UFC was, like, every single week, you're just like, all right, I don't even, you know what, I'm going to pass on this week. You know, it can become oversaturated.
You can't really keep up with it. We are doing a monthly show this year and then maybe 18 shows next year, but I think we're going to stop there because we always want that novelty to be there. And I think if you can turn on the TV any day of the week and it's there, then you know the novelty really wears off there. But I think we're in a great position now. We have a lot of fighters that are really interested in this, and a lot of really big names that we're going to announce. You know, Peter and I are actually going to meet some guys this weekend that are going to come over to Bare Knuckle. I mean, the sport is. It's really taken off. Not just BKFC, what we're doing. There's other people that are starting to promote this now as well, and that just tells you that the sport's taken off, not just the company.
So there's a thing that we talk about all the time with the Miami Heat with Pat Riley. Like he likes going for the whale. Like that's the big free agent, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid, somebody like that. You as yourself as the Pat Riley of Bare Knuckle. Like if you had one whale, one big catch that you could get within the next couple of years that could really like set this thing off, do you have one in mind that you think realistically you could shoot for and get?
I did an interview the other day and they asked me the same exact question and I said Jorge Masvidal, and he retweeted us out and said, you know, let's talk when this UFC thing's
back to
his
roots.
Thing is over. I mean, that's where he came from. He's down here, so he would be great. I mean, obviously, you want a Conor McGregor type of a name that brings out all the fanfare and everything else with him. But I mean, I think a Jorge Masvidal, someone like that, who just wants to really fight. He loves fighting. I mean, he's not just doing it for the money, although the money is a great incentive. But he loves fighting. I think he would be a real great addition to this.
It has to be to somebody from down here, though, right?
Yeah.
That has been
yeah.
Like, there's only a guy that grew up in Miami understands the true meaning of bare knuckles fighting. Like, you can't go somewhere else and find a guy like Jorge. It has to come from down here.
It's all authentic. Before we get you out of here, guys, because we do got to wrap things up and on to the next show. Do you have any final message for anybody who's thinking about coming out tomorrow to BKFC 10?
Well, just to follow up on the Masvidal thing, we do have one of the guys that beat him about 8 years ago. He's fighting. He's a legend down here, Luis Palomino. But you should just grab your tickets at bareknuckle.tv. Sorry, bareknuckle.tv. You can grab your tickets there. You can watch this live on pay-per-view on all the major cable or satellite providers or on Fight TV anywhere around the world. This is an event. If you're a fight fan at all, you have to watch this event. You're going to be hooked.
Yeah, if you're a boxing fan or an MMA fan, you got to come out. It's different in person.
Awesome. Peter, thanks for coming in, man. Appreciate you bringing David Feldman in. Looking forward to the show tomorrow night. I'm very hyped about it. I haven't been to one yet, so this is going to be a fun experience for me. I'm looking forward to it. Leroy, you have yourself a good weekend, my friend.
Yep.
We'll talk to you guys on Monday. Everybody enjoy All-Star Weekend. We're not going to be off Monday. We will be in, so you guys will. If you guys are out, you have to work on the holiday, we'll be here for you. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.